Welcome to the FWAT Show on the COIL Entertainment Network, pointing out idiocy one story at a time. I'm Rob Steele, that's Jesus Jones in the background, and they finally have a date for the new album. April 20th, it's called Passages. It'll be available on Amazon, so you can get it in the States. It sounds good from what I've heard so far, and that's awesome, as opposed to what I've heard out of Florida, which is disturbing. This past week, the Florida Senate passed a bill preventing the marriage of anyone under 17. Now, that sounds like it should be a good thing. Here's my problem with it. Why the hell wasn't it there to begin with? Seriously. Now, when this passed, it did not pass unanimously. There's 110 votes, 109 said, good idea. One person said, no, don't do it. Who the hell was that one person? Seriously, even in all the religious crap that goes on in this country, who is the one person that went, no, I must marry the children who are 12 years old? What? Donald Trump voted? What? Yeah, I said that. The new law says you have to be at least 17 and the person you're marrying can't be more than 2 years older than you. I get that. That's actually almost fine. What isn't is, if it's younger than 17, the minors would need parental consent. No. You cannot marry anyone under the age of 17. That's just wrong. And creepy. Isn't that creepy? I think that's creepy. Now, of course, you know, no gun bills were passed this week, but there is good news for gun lovers because now they're producing the Gilboa Snake Double Barrel AR-15. It's entering full production for availability in the United States, and what the ever-loving f**k do we need a double barrel fully automatic gun for? Does this not just sound immediately like an absolutely horrible idea? We don't need this. We need new rules to keep this from happening. The military? Yes, I get the military having it, not Bob. Bob doesn't need it to go deer hunting. Unless the deer get to shoot back. Then I might be a bit more in favor of it, but until then, no. But there is a new rule I found this week. Unfortunately, it has nothing to do with guns. I don't get this. This is just absolutely asinine, and it's already taken place, as you will be able to tell from the date in the quote I'm about to read you. The school system in Norfolk has decided to ban a hairstyle called the Meet Me at McDonald's hairstyle. I didn't know that was a thing, and it kind of worries me because I've had a variation of this haircut since, you know, 1990-something. I didn't know it had a name. I just thought, ooh, comfortable. And yet, there's a letter that has been posted online that comes from the school to a parent whose child was sent home because they had this haircut. There's a quote in the middle of it that reads, "Any child whose hair has not been restyled appropriately by Monday, February 26th, will either be sent home to have their hair restyled or placed in isolation until their hair is restyled." It's a haircut. It's not an obnoxious haircut either. It's hair on your head. The sides of the head are shorter than the top of the head. Why do I like that haircut? Because it's comfortable. I don't think it's particularly stylish even. It's comfort. That's what I'm going for. And that's the rule we have to come up with for kids in schools? Seriously? Nothing about guns? I mean, there was an accidental shooting at a school in Birmingham, Alabama this week where two kids got hit, but only one of them claimed to be hurt. What? By the way, for those of you who are praising Walmart, like I did last week, until I had to think about raising the age for you to buy a gun, that's not going to help. It's not. Because it's mostly adults who buy guns anyway, and then the kid just takes it from the parent, or there's the hardcore ammosexuals, because that's a term, who buy the guns for the kids for Christmas. Because, you know, that's the way Jesus would have done it. Finally, we're being able to find stories that actually belonged on this show to begin with. This is not an anti-gun show. This was not about politics. This show was originally about stories that made you go, what the f***? Thus the name of the show. The f***ing what show, which I couldn't really do, so I made it a contraction. See? F***ing what? That works. Use it wherever you want. And this story certainly counts. And I had to look up several sources because I did not think that this would actually be a thing. I was really hoping it wouldn't be a thing, and yet it's a thing. Here we go. A man in Peru named Ruben Valera Cornejo. Yeah, that's one of the reasons I looked it up. It's real, though. Too many legitimate sources have reported that he killed his wife. Not necessarily on purpose. They were using, and here's the part that's not necessarily safe for work, but you know what? I'll go with it anyway. He killed her while using a mortar shell as a sex toy. I'm not going to go into details. I'll let you figure it out all on your own.
And yes, that's how it happened.
I've heard of explosive orgasms, but wow.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Now I'm going to get a bit controversial. What? Rob, get controversial? No, can't be. Yeah, it's going to happen. I am actually pro-death penalty. Not because of what you think. I just think that it's more financially sound. I do not, under any circumstances, understand the concept of life in prison. That seems like a stupid idea. I'll explain why. The concept of prison is to take the criminal and rehabilitate them, and then release them back into society. If they're going to be in prison all their life, what's the point in rehabilitating them? See, there isn't one, because they're not going to be released back into society. Therefore, why spend the however much money it costs, somewhere between $30,000 and $50,000 a year, to feed and house someone that we're not going to let back into society because they've done something that heinous? That's right, I said heinous. Therefore, I am in favor of the death penalty. See, that makes sense if you think about it. But Jesus would have... I don't care what Jesus would have wanted. I really don't. He's not here right now. Please leave your name and number at the sound of the tone. I bring this up because there was supposed to be an execution this week in Alabama. And I frankly don't know how this happened. It went horribly wrong to the point where he's not dead. Oops. I'm not sure how you can screw that up. They injected him and they did several other things. So, and yet none of them killed the guy. So apparently they found Lazarus. He's in Alabama. Anyway, the 61-year-old, who is now very unhappy because he's not dead and he's in a lot of pain because what they did hurt him a lot. Aw. Well, he's suing the state of Alabama for not properly killing him. I don't know how the hell this is going to work. You're not getting out of jail. You're not allowed to get money out of this. But it's a big headline, and I don't understand why you're bothering to do this, because you're scheduled for your second attempt very soon. How about some good news? I think this is good news, and I think if one team does it, all of them should in every sport. Follow me on this. Baseball season is coming up. Some would say it already started with spring training, but the standings don't count yet. Give it a minute. Anyway, the Baltimore Orioles have decided that it costs too much money for a family to go to a baseball game. And you know what? They're right. Because it's going to cost you somewhere around $200 to take the family to a ball game. And most people who want to go to games just don't have that kind of money lying around. So, here's what they're going to do. They started a program called Kids Cheer Free. See? This sounds like a good thing. Starting with their game on Saturday, April 21st, against the Cleveland Indians, anyone who buys a ticket in Baltimore for the upper deck tickets, which are priced between $15 and $27, any adult who buys a ticket, a 9-year-old or younger kid gets in free. That is a good idea and needs to be spread around all the leagues, not just Major League Baseball, not just Minor League Baseball, hockey, football, basketball, curling, if they have a thing for it. That's a good idea. Now, it's been a while since I've had tech news on the show, but there is some this week, and frankly, it's weird. People have been buying something from Amazon called an Alexa, which is a small cylinder that sits on a counter somewhere, and you can say, "Hey, Alexa, order this for me," and it will. It's a voice-activated thing, and it'll talk to you. You can say, "Hey, Alexa, what's the temperature outside?" And it'll say,
"Currently, it's 46 degrees with cloudy skies. Tonight, you can look for showers and a low of 46 degrees.
How cool is that, right? Here's the catch. Alexa has developed a bit of, we'll call it a bug, because there have been numerous reports of Alexa lighting up the way it does, only at night when no one else is talking, and then it'll laugh at you. It sounds like this. Is it just me, or is that not seriously creepy? And the main reason why, I'm not going to buy one. And now from the world of entertainment. It's a headline I found online, and I did not read the article, but you're about to find out why. The headline has to do with the Black Panther movie, and it reads, "Brazilians are astounded by Black Panther movie. Continental pride on upward trend." Some of you caught on already. For everyone else, here we go. The Black Panther movie takes place in Africa. Brazil is not in Africa. I'm not entirely sure you can attribute the Black Panther movie to a continental pride in South America. Just saying. If you have any comments or questions or even story ideas for the show, contact me through the website thefwatchshow.com, where there you can find buttons for Facebook or Twitter or even email, or you can just email me at rob@thefwatchshow.com. It's that easy. There's also buttons for iTunes or the Google Play Store or YouTube, where you can subscribe to the show, and I really recommend you do so because you never know when the show's coming out. Yeah, I know, I've been regular lately, but you never know. In the meantime, I'm going to leave you with this. This past week, my friend and show listener, Garrett, tried to buy a can of spray paint. Now, Garrett's my age, which means he's got kids too. He's over 18, but he was carded because there's an age requirement to buy spray paint. Not for a gun. No, not a gun. Spray paint. You know what? I give up. Until next time, be safe, everybody. And seriously, don't eat the Tide Pods and don't order pizza with your shoes.